Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. During these hot weeks of summer, a lot of us pay more attention to the cooking traditions of people who know how to handle hot weather and they understand how to thrive in it. The Latino world is wide and complex, and its influences on our cooking is indisputable. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, quite a few Latin staples have worked their way into our routines.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hot, right?
Yeah.
And you just don't want to be really in the kitchen.
Right.
And what else is this, you know, time of year known for? It's great produce.
Great produce.
And so the whole concept of a salsa, which some are cooked, many raw, mm-hmm. are some things that, you know, you can whip up without really heating up the kitchen, mm-hmm. take advantage of everything out there that's fun to be cooking with at the moment, and just make a lovely condiment for anything that you cook on, say, the grill or in the oven.
Jerry, I bet you can just walk up and down the aisles at the markets and just let the inspiration come to you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what I think salsas are great at is a beautiful balance of the four tastes, sweet, sour, bitter, and salty, mm-hmm. right? Of course, so sweet, we're going to get from hopefully ripe fruits or vegetables, mm-hmm. But also at times either honey or agave syrup. Mm-hmm. Bitter, we get from the raw aromatic root vegetables, like raw onion, raw garlic. Those things mixed into salsas will give us a lovely bitter component, even sometimes maybe green pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Sour, we tend to look for citrus juices because those make great sour, or vinegar, you know, mm-hmm. if we're going to be doing that.
Sure.
And then salty, we're going to obviously use some salt in this project. But you get a salsa that's got a balance of those four things, and it kind of just blows up in your mouth.
It does. And to me, Jerry, the crunch and the freshness
right.
is what it's all about.
Right. Now, that's the big debate, though, right?
Yeah.
Chunky or smooth in terms of your
okay.
salsas, right?
I know what I like.
Yeah. No, and I think both have a place, you know, but there's really nothing better. I find a lovely condiment is when we, since the peppers are super crazy right now, mm-hmm. it's charring them, you know, right on the grill, getting mm-hmm. the ice really charred, and then just basically peeling and pureeing them smooth with some vinegar, you know, maybe some hot jalapeno in there and a little bit of sweet. Makes this lovely sort of charred pepper salsa that's a very mm-hmm. smooth condiment that you're going to put on all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these are, you know, salsa is very closely related to the word sauce, of course.
Sure.
And I tend to think of it as sort of a chunky side dish that I could put on a cracker. But you're absolutely right. It is a sauce, and you can use it on all sorts of dishes,
yeah.
on your barbecued and grilled meats, for instance.
Yeah, and certainly chicken marries well with sorts of lots of fruits. So mm-hmm. now that peaches are all fired up, you know, creating a really nice, spicy, hot peach salsa, but has that sweetness of peaches, mm-hmm. takes the place of a barbecue sauce on your grilled chicken any day.
Yeah, what I really like, Jerry, is the fact that we do use fruit in these.
Oh, yeah.
And I think just about any fruit you can think of is fair game.
And sweetness, of course, besides mm-hmm. fruit, corn.
Absolutely.
Right? And a great corn salsa is probably one of the most delicious things with almost anything that Maryland has seafood-wise.
Now, do you like to use raw corn or you do cook the corn first?
I like to roast it in the husk or grill it in the husk, mm-hmm. then peel it, but not smushy soft, just
right.
give it a bit of a steam and then cut it off the cob and gives a little bit of crunch but sweet.
Yeah, that's a really delicious flavor.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's a technique people should try because
sure.
the flavor of roasted corn is just totally, totally different.
Yeah.
It's also a great time to experiment with some of our great peppers that we have here.
There's, yeah. I mean, the market is full of things to make salsa out of.
So you can take it in any direction.
We're going to put a bunch of recipes up on the website.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.